Why are Brahmacharis necessary? If they are necessary, then why shouldn't everyone become Brahmacari? Answer. If people are to focus on the spiritual life, then there has to be someone who reminds them of the spiritual life. So, most people in the world will be focusing on their material pursuits. We need to be reminded that we should prioritize spiritual life. In Vedic culture, it is done in two ways. One is the gradual progression in ashrams, the brahmacharya and sannyasi. The first and the last ashram are for exclusively focusing on spiritual life. Why is that? Because if one understands and prioritizes spiritual life in formative years, then it will stay for all the stages of life. This is time-wise sequential arrangement where one gets the taste of spiritual life and then one gets the education and experience by which one will focus on it later. They will not get carried away by materialism. Second arrangement is that there are some people in the society who right from the beginning exclusively focus on the spiritual life. They become the living reminders to the society for the practicing and prioritizing of the spiritual life within their schedule. The Vedic culture in the society is such that there is a social structure for practice for spirituality. The progressive ashram gives everybody an opportunity to practice spirituality, and exclusively Brahmacharis, who are small in number, act as reminders to others who are caught up in material life. 1. Some are inclined towards spiritual life, and to force them into material life will be against their inclination. Renounced order can't be forced on others. But if someone has the inclination, they should be given the facility of exclusive renunciation from the beginning to the rest of their life. 2. Everybody can't do it, and they are given the progression of ashrams. Their examples are teachers. Generally, scriptures require study and time. So they serve as spiritual teachers. In any other field, the teachers don't comprise the total number of the people in the society. We need teachers, but not all should be teachers.